Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the pod.
Stephanie, this is the American Family Farmer, a weekly adventure going through the stories from small farms across America, the connection of farm, food, and family. That's what this program is all about. And I usually start the program with an overview of a couple of news stories that are affecting all of us on the family farms. This program is aimed at being an inspiration, ideas, and we'll have plenty of those because the gentleman we're going to speak to is the president of Grain at Superior Feed Ingredients. We'll talk about small farmers and grains and the prices and that sort of thing. So that's coming up right now. Speaking of prices, food price what we talked about here with regard to what your family is paying for food, the increases now in the price of bread and wheat-generated things, pie, you know, all the stuff that wheat's made, and wheat's in lots of stuff. As a gluten person, I know I'm very conscious of wheat, and the fact that there has been a shortage of it causing everything, the cost of bread, good Lord, gone crazy because of global grain supplies, and because now Ukraine and Russia have made a deal to open up one of the ports, the prices are going down. Ukraine is a pretty important producer of grain. All over the world, they compete with us in the grain markets. We have the bread basket, supposedly our Midwest, used to be anyway, called the bread basket, along with Alberta and Saskatchewan, where lots of grains, especially wheat, is grown there. But the business about the prices, because of the war, the impact on wheat availability and grains in Europe certainly impacted, and that affects the price here. It's just everybody's grabbing in the commodities market. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange got more foreigners there now buying our stuff than we have Americans there buying our stuff. So anyway, but that, I think from the good news department, the price is going down a little bit. Here's the story of Minnesota farm that gives folks a chance to try nesting. And this time we've heard it with donkeys, cows, horses, but this is with a flock of chickens. The Amundsen family had an egg-cellent idea. Pardon that. Yeah, okay, you got it. Showing people that come to their farm what it was like to work there, they took a model, made it into a chicken house next to a chicken coop. They made it into an Airbnb. So the guests could come, stay on their farm, pay $45 a night, and they can commune with the 400 chickens that they have. The fellow that owns the farm, Jason Amundsen, said, "We've called it the Peep Show." There we go. And they play. It's free-range chickens. And they wanted to show people what it's like to run the farm. So they've invited people to come in. And they are caring for the chickens. This is something that many of us do. I've thought about doing it, but I don't have the accommodations to stay on my farm. But they feed the chickens. They collect eggs. In a lot of communities where the farmers have free range, let the chickens. I do that on my farm. It's free range. But at nighttime, we put them in, and that's what these people are putting them to bed. That's how they describe part of the experience. They put the chickens to bed. So, anyway, it's kind of a nice thing. It's something to think about. It's an idea that depending on where you are, you could, you know, a lot of people that are in farm situations where they're jumping into all kinds of ideas to make the farm survive better. And if you have a friendly flock of chickens, then I guess you're probably all set. Those of you who live in Pennsylvania, there's a new grant program there. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf has announced a new grant program for poultry farmers. One of the things that we're making light of life on a poultry farm, but it hasn't been too pleasant in the Northeast this year because of the avian flu. The problem is over pretty much now, but for the springtime, the avian flu impacted a lot of farms in Lancaster County, Burke County. 4 million birds had to be put down because of the flu. So they have a recovery reimbursement grant program. And this is something that will probably be done in other states where they have chickens or they've had a problem with avian flu. There's always some kind of a program from the USDA that helps to mitigate problems with various things that happen regionally or locally. And in this case, the avian flu it put a lot of these farms temporarily out of business. And so if you couldn't conduct business, you're a poultry farmer, you can apply for the funds. They have a $7 billion poultry industry in Pennsylvania and about a $7 billion milk dairy industry in Pennsylvania as well. One of my favorite farm states to travel through. It's beautiful. There's lots of stuff going on. And so as of this past week, all the avian flu control areas have been lifted. And with that, though, comes the reality. What do we do to recover from the problem? And so that's what the Pennsylvania Ag Department is doing. The story, quickly, of a farmer who paid $1.925 million for a cow. Group of farmers, actually, the lead farmer and then a few of his friends got together to buy this Holstein. Unbelievable, the most expensive Holstein cow ever sold. And the farmers say, we bought the factory. We're going to start building things out of the factory, said one of the fellows from Enos Falls, Vermont. His name is Tim Abbott. He farms there. He bought this cow in Wisconsin at an auction. And he says, I'm looking at my business, and with a cow like this, there's a potential for offspring that'll be just as valuable as she is. And so she's become the foundation for our investment. So this is all about genetic selection. Most people who have cows understand that. I was never that. When I breed the cows, I just put them. Well, the first time around, the heifers I breed with a Jersey bull. And then once they start milking, you AI them. And so that's where something like this would become very valuable. Hordes Dairyman has the story about the udder on this cow. She's 4.5 years old. The story of her line. And the 2,700 cows that are in that line. It's pretty amazing, actually. So this fellow and his wife own Dairy Sales Alliance, a partnership with some folks in Maryland that have cattle business. They have cattle breeding operations. They have dairy farms, dairy cattle sales operation. And so that's why they went to the auction at Duckett Holstein's. The average cow was selling for $33,000. I went to an auction, actually a couple of three of them in Vermont early this spring when I was looking for Jersey heifers for my farm. And cows, good Holsteins, were selling for $1,700, $1,800. I think one cow went for $2,300, but certainly not $33,000. Wow. Imagine that you know, the breeding that goes on with that. Anyway, the bidding started for this cow that this guy paid almost $2 million for, at $400,000. The bids continued. They went on and on and on. And they were bidding, apparently, against some other guy who had the same idea. Now, how much are you going to pay for a cow that's going to have fabulous offspring? At any rate, good luck to them and their farm's breeding operation. In a moment, we get into the idea of grain and what's going on, what's in terms of sales. I was talking about what's going on with the situation in Ukraine. We're going to talk to a grain expert and how it affects us on our family farms here in a matter of moments on the American Family Farmer. A reminder about how your health and well-being, which is so important to you, working hard on the farm. Most of us are up at dawn. Most of us work until it gets dark. That's just the way it is. So sometimes you eat before you go to bed, and maybe a little ice cream and some cake puts on some pounds. And before you know it, you've gained 7, 10, 15, whatever. You've gained weight and you don't like it and you want to get rid of it. So you go on a diet, and then you support yourself, taking my advice, by using Calitrin, which is the natural weight loss formula, been around for 25 years, made here in our country, tested for quality and purity every single month, safe if you're on medications, including anything for diabetes, doesn't have any gluten in it, And there are no hidden fees, no recurring plans. You pay for what you want. If you want more, you call up or you go online to toploss.com and you order some more. And right now they have their summer, the dog days of summer sale going on. You get 90 days free, the 90-day supply free once you go to toploss.com and convince yourself this is the right thing for you. I don't want to convince you. I want you to go look and you figure out for yourself how well this will work. The natural way to keep the weight off, what could be more brilliant than that? So call yourself brilliant. Go to toploss.com. Order the product. Use the Doug code, D-O-U-G, when you're checking out for the Dog Days of Summer sale and for free shipping. That's the story, in a nutshell, of Calitrin at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back to the American Family Farmer Show. Joining me now is John Sheave, who's the president of Grain at Superior Feed Ingredients. So I guess we've got to figure out what that means, John. What does it mean to be the president of Grain at Superior Feed? What does the president do, the president of Grain? That sounds like an awkward title.
That probably does sound a little bit awkward. It is. I handle all of our grain and feed ingredients that are on the fiber side of corn gluten, soy hulls, all the finished goods that come out of where the corn or the soybeans are processed, as well as I work with farmers to help them market their grain around the country to different end users or to finding better places to ship their grain to and basically become a private merchandiser to them.
You know, one of the things that's going to be helpful, because a lot of the smaller farmers, a lot of people that listen to this program are new farmers, and many of them are involved in growing produce on their own farm and selling it. I call it truck farming. And so they aren't familiar, but there are even some family farms, small to medium-sized farms, that are in the grain business. But I think because we're applying our knowledge here not only to farmers but to the families that use the food, I think it might be instructive if you talk about, maybe define a little what you referred to as finished goods, what the process is for marketing so that the average consumer that maybe not a farmer but listening to this program understands what it is that goes on in the, after you've grown the grain, then what the heck happens to it. So let's do that as we continue on here in this week's American Family Farmer.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813. 7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Stepping back here on the American Family Farmer program with John Sheave. Now that he's explained the what he does, he's in charge of grain at Superior Feed Ingredients. So many people think wheat is wheat, corn is corn, and that's it. But there, are, if you wouldn't mind defining, John, for us what it means to finish off. I know what it means to finish off a beef cow. But what does it mean to finish grains?
Well, I think you start off there with the beef cow is really a good idea, is that a lot of, with the cows, they don't want to necessarily put weight on. They want to just give them the nutrients they need to survive and continue to carry the baby within them. And a lot of times, corn is actually too fatty of a product. It's also awfully expensive for them to feed it. So instead, what they'll do is they'll mix other ingredients in. And one of the biggest components, or two biggest components, is the corn gluten, which comes off of the processing for, the different parts of the kernel are broken apart and then sent to whatever is needed within the kernel, to different end users of said product. But they're left over with some of this product that doesn't have as much value to maybe the food channel for humans, but it does have a great feed value back for specifically cows. And so they'll mix that in, and then they take the shell of the soybean, because you basically either got meal, oil, or the shell on the soybean. And so they take the shell, that's a high fiber product, and they mix it with the high protein of the corn gluten. And when they mix that together, they've got a very complete feed with those two products in it. To mix that and maybe a little bit of hay, and you've got something to definitely keep the cow going and sustaining, and it's an economical price. And basically, once you go into the whole processing industry, it doesn't matter if you're processing wheat, corn, beans. It doesn't actually even matter if you're processing the animal itself after it's been butchered. Every part of that entire food chain is recycled and reused in some sort of way, whether it's put back into the feed channel or used in something completely different or fed to a completely different animal.
Wow.
And so, yeah, is it different what we're feeding to pigs, hogs, different than what we're feeding to cows? Different mix, different ration, because they're different desire. I mean, cow feed is different than beef feed, in a sense. I mean, I feed my cows. I'm raising Jersey replacement heifers, so I'm chopping feed now because everything's so dry here. The pastures have been depleted, so I'm chopping second cut grass. We're not ready to cut corn yet, but we'll be probably the first go-round in a couple of weeks. So I do that. I've also, over the years, mixed brewer's grain in some of the silage, but we make a lot of baleage here for the cows. This year, I think we're going to have 300-400 bales of that just for what I need on my farm before somebody. But everybody's calling because everything's been so dry. And I want to ask about how that affects the market, how the weather affects the price and the quality of, as you put it, the corn gluten or the wheat gluten, the components. Because I'm betting there are a lot of people listening who never heard some of these terms before, and they don't know what it means. So here we are, sort of examining our food supply. John's a big contributor to agweb.com, and he recently wrote an article that I want to talk about with him as we continue in the next half hour of this week's American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal wave protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal wave supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
State health officials have found indications of additional cases of poliovirus in wastewater samples from two different counties, leading them to warn that hundreds of people may be infected with a potentially serious virus. Just 2 weeks ago, the New York Health Department reported the nation's first case of polio in almost a decade. The health department reiterated that it is still investigating the virus's origin, and it is not clear yet whether the infected person in Rockland County was linked to other cases. Officials said the case occurred in a previously healthy young man who was unvaccinated and developed paralysis in their legs. This is USA Radio News. Two people are dead and eight survivors were rescued from waters of Florida Keys, the U.S. Coast Guard has confirmed. Authorities continue to search for another five people who are still in the water. The Coast Guard said in a statement that the 15 people, all thought to be migrants, were on board an illegal voyage. It is not clear from where they had traveled.
Taiwan is calling China its evil neighbor for conducting live fire military drills around the island. Taiwan's defense ministry on Friday claimed that multiple batches of Chinese fighter jets were crossing the median line in the waters between China and Taiwan. The Chinese army is conducting military exercises around the island in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's recent visit and has declared several danger zones around Taiwan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
John Shee, president of Grain, as Superior Feed Ingredients. We're learning about the ingredients, why they are important, why it's important to understand them. So this article that you wrote on managing spreads and how to add profit, the article is entitled How I Managed Spreads and Basis to Add 48 Cents Profit to My Final Corn Price. So how do we, let's get you to pull this apart a little bit. This appeared in agweb.com, is that right? Is that where this article appears?
Yeah, it appears there and also on Ohio AgNet as well. And what it comes down to is when a farmer sells cash grain, there's actually three components to it. The first is futures, and that's easy for most farmers to follow. The Chicago Board of Trade moves the price up and down according to demand of traders and speculators and end users and producers. And, you know, it can have a range in most years of maybe a dollar and a half. In the past 2 years, we've had more of a $4 range. But it's easy to comprehend how that moves and how that affects bottom line. It doesn't matter if you farm 1 acre or 10,000 acres. It affects your bottom line the most. The second biggest area, though, is watching the basis. And pretty much everywhere in the country, and basis moves up or down. And what basis is it's the spread for your cash value of grain compared to the price in Chicago, because Chicago is based off of delivering corn into Chicago or along the Illinois River from Chicago to St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And because of that, there has to be a price, whether to get it to Pennsylvania or to Hereford, Texas from central Iowa is going to cost freight. And so there has to be a way to pay for that. And almost all of the buyers and sellers of grain who move massive amounts are going to trade it by basis. And so if a farmer can think about trading the grain like the big traders do, they can take advantage of little opportunities. And so you basically look to set your futures at whatever price you want to set it, whenever you want to set it. And then you look at when you want to set the basis. And the reason the basis matters is in almost any given year, the basis at harvest is going to be your lowest time because those who don't store are going to dump it on the market, and that's going to be when it floods the market. So there's your lowest basis of the year, to sometime in the spring or summer because we have to wait and somebody has to store the grain and hold it until the end users have room to take it into their facility. And so because of that, there is time value paid for that. And that gets into the third aspect, which is spread, which works with the basis. Now, the spread is what is the cost or what is the price difference between December corn and March corn or May corn or July corn. And those spreads are based upon time value of money and the overall demand picture that was the corn yield this year nationally a short crop or was it a big crop? And that's where it comes back into when you hear about the USDA talking about carry out or ending stocks, it matters as to what level that is as to tell the market there's plenty or there's not enough. And basically, if we're down around 1 to 1.2 billion carry out, which USDA publishes every month in their WASDE report, it will state where we're at. Recently, it's been running about 1.5. That is typically a normal amount, slightly a tighter area. But when you get out to 2 billion bushels, that's way too much. And that's where it sends corn back down to $4. That's where the market will pay you to store it forever. Mm-hmm. And so I have a lot of small farmers. But one area that they can absolutely take advantage of in marketing is to have storage for every bushel they're going to raise at harvest. And I tell every farmer, plan that you're going to grow your operation. It doesn't matter what age you are, whether you're beginning in the 20s or you're ending in your 70s, you still want to have plenty of storage because even the person who may be renting your farm, if you're in your 70s and you're going to be leaving, if they rent or if they farm all of your ground, they're going to need somewhere to store that grain because likely some people didn't store. So you want to store this grain because you don't want to have to set the basis so early on, specifically right at harvest. And then that gives you the ability to watch the basis move usually about 40 cents a year on average. It isn't necessarily a guarantee every year, but I have seen the spreads this year. They moved 70 cents on the basis. That is a traditionally very, very big move. I would say that if it moves less than 20, that's usually a disappointment, but it's also very rare. Mm-hmm. So I tell it, plan for it to move 40 cents a year, and that pays for you to build a bin and to store it and go get a government loan or something like that to build the bin, because USDA does give incentives to build bins, and especially for small farmers to help them get their first storage up if they don't have any.
Yeah, I was going to say there are a lot of government programs now. Do you think the government's too involved? Is the U.S. Department of Agriculture too involved in our business at this point?
I mean, you're always going to hear people complain about that, but I think that you have to understand that it provides opportunity. And so you can complain about it, but it is there. So why not take every aspect and try and use it to the best of your ability?
Yeah, there's two different points to that question. One of them is the way you just answered it in terms of how it affects the ability of farmers to survive. The other side of it is, from my perspective anyway, I think the government has gotten it to the point where we can't survive without them, whether that was direct or indirect. If we had open markets, I'm a dairy guy. I'm not a grain guy. I'm not a produce guy. I'm a dairy guy. I'm a cow guy. And I know that in my case, I created my own market by selling raw milk on my farm, 100 gallons a day or more if I could produce it, for 12 bucks a gallon. I created my own market. I didn't want anything to do with going to put my milk into the pool. Some people can do that, and some people can't. Depends on where you are and if you have a market. And that's the other thing that is interesting. How do we, you know, the market, you just said something about the Chicago Merck, but there are other markets, like we have markets all around the country for livestock. Are there fewer and far? You know, how many places, I guess, do we have to sell our products? I'd be interested to get your spin on that as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer with John Sheeve from he's the person in charge of the grain. What the grain's all about, superior feed ingredients. Right now, I want to help you. If you are, I talk about your physicality here a lot in terms of some of the people that help me provide this program to you. And one of the current providers is a company called Keeps, K-E-E-P-S. What does Keeps do? Well, they're here to help you with your hair. Men and women both are using this to protect your assets, your locks, if you will. If you're got a problem with your hair, you're getting bald, and you want it not to go away, Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available for you to check out online at Keeps.com. So if you want to prevent your hair loss, if you want to stimulate hair growth, you want to take care of the hair that you have, the doctors at Keeps will help you select the right products and the right plan. This is all about individualized expression and help from the people at Keeps. No waiting rooms, no pharmacy visits. Keeps delivered straight to your door, costs you half as much. And right now, if you go to Keeps.com, KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen, you'll save another 50%. So by the time you're done, it's not they're going to pay you to use this stuff, but you know what I'm saying. It's a very attractive deal. And if you want to stay attractive, then keep your hair. I guess that's it. That's what Keeps is about. Keep that hair. Go to KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen and save 50% off your first order. All right, keep the hair. Go to Keeps.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. Back with John Sheeve from Superior Feed Ingredients. All right, so there are all kinds of different bits and pieces here to putting this story together. And I wonder, under the circumstances, are we getting too refined in how we look at this stuff? Why can't we just, you know, feed is feed? But from listening to you, it isn't. There are all kinds of, and it's, I guess, research is done, all these land-grant colleges. Where do you find, you get your information from what you do on the job, or do you work with schools and researchers to come up with the better ways? There's always something improving, I'm going to guess, and how do we get to the improvements?
You're right. There's constantly improvements. I don't necessarily work with the colleges, but they put out the information they find. That information is quickly used throughout the industry because everyone is looking for that opportunity to make a little bit more money, whether that's more efficient on the feeding side of things, whether that's making a product that they have better. Just like the ethanol companies found that if they could spin the corn oil out of the dried distiller's grain, there was a better market for that oil, and it didn't necessarily hurt the demand for the DDG quite as much. It did drop the price a little bit, but they found they could make more money taking the oil out of it. And that's what is constantly changing, and we have to always be on top of, is everyone is looking for a little bit extra. You said you try and sell your milk raw. Mm-hmm. You're looking for an advantage that no one else has,
right?
And that gives you an advantage that puts you ahead of potentially your nursery district. And
let me ask you, let's go one step further in digging into that. When I drive along the highway in any Midwestern, from, let's say, New York, Pennsylvania, into the Midwest, and you see signs, I went to school in Northwest Ohio, and every year I go around just for the fun of it and look at the signs that were basically a description of what was planted in that field. Pioneer 12342 or whatever it is. And one wonders how much, you know, there's so many different hybrids or so many different machinations on the grains. Can there really be that much difference now, or is it just new ones? And I asked that wondering about grain, about wheat as well as corn.
All of them are constantly replacing their hybrids and constantly putting in something that produces better than what they were doing a couple of years ago. I mean, the varieties that were out 5, 6, 7 years ago are now probably the 8th, 9th, or 10th best variety that's available by each seed company. Mm-hmm. And it's about getting that national yield higher and higher and higher, because every farm is going to look almost identical to the national yield. It's going to keep trending higher and higher and higher. I know that on our farm now, if we are not doing closer to that 200 bushel the acre average, we're disappointed. Whereas if you would have asked my father 15 years ago, he'd have been happy if it was around 170. So
yeah,
everything changes, and that happens within every commodity that we raise, just like that the cow you guys were talking about that went for almost $2 million. Well, it's the best cow out there right now, and it probably produces 5 to 10 times more milk than what was out there 30, 40 years ago.
All you got to do is look at the bag on that cow, and you can see what that's all about. Very instructive, John. Thank you. You've helped a lot of us perhaps make some decisions or go down the road to making decisions based on markets, et cetera, et cetera. Very good to have you on board. John Sheeve, president of Grain at Superior Feed Ingredients, here helping us understand yet a different facet of farming in America on the American Family Farmer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
53 past the hour now on this week's American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with an overview of farmers markets. I like all of the pieces of the pie that go into this program every week. I do a lot of research, and a lot of the experiences that I have on my own farm go into me talking about, you know, what the bottom line is for farming today. And so as I look around, the business about farmers markets and whether we have too many of them. I have a farmer's market on Sundays on my farm. The community has a farmer's market on Thursday. Many of you have created farmer's markets either on your farm or in the community, maybe on the common someplace. Sometimes they have them on the highway. Sometimes they're in a mall. But the public has become aware of and is, frankly, using the farmer's markets quite intelligently. So now there's a group called the National Farmers Market Coalition, and they have announced for the first time, coalition has announced, the celebration of Farmers Market Week, which is next week, August 7th to the 13th. The National Farmers Market Week is led by this group, these Farmers Market Coalition folks, and they are setting up shop all around the country. They have invited a lot of people, certainly, I mean, farmers markets, we want to, mine I found this year, my experience of the farmers market is it's gotten better and better. I've not had a farmers market before, but people have been asking me for years, why don't you have a farmers market? Because my farm is open on the weekends, Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, for folks to come get ice cream on the farm, go visit the cows, take a tour around and talk to the cows and feed them bread and see how easy it is to be around cows, not that they're scary or anything like that. And I think we have some video of it on my Eastley Farm website. As always, every weekend we have farm film there that you can check out if you want to see what's going on my farm. I try to come up with, I take ideas from the event that we had this past weekend was Christmas in July. And one of the nearby communities, Attleboro, Massachusetts, had a farmer market with the farm, you know, with the one farmer playing Santa Claus. And so why not do it? Why not take what other people are doing and use it for your, it's not stealing, it's good. It's a great idea. So there's a publication that comes from the Farmers Market. You go to their website, I believe it's fmc.org or farmersmarketcoalition.org. So you can see what some of the farmers markets are doing. Great ideas. We're going to have a circus on our farmers market, actually on the farm. There's an outdoor farmers, well, it's not a farmer's circus, really, but it's great on the farm. And the fellow who's producing is going around the country and doing these shows in open fields on farms in many parts of the country. That's just one more way for you to enhance. Farmers have to do agritourism, at least in my neck of the woods, in order to survive, because the market is only from June, shall we say, till October. So what do you do to generate income? Unless you're a dairy person, you have cows being milked every day. The people who aren't able to grow food in the off-season, what do you do? Well, we're trying to work with this farmers group, and maybe this is, again, an idea. If you have a barn that partially isn't being used, I'm converting one of my barns. I have four barns on the farm. I'm going to convert one of them to a sort of a marketplace so we can have a year-round farmer's market. We can have events there, that sort of thing. And so if you have space that you're not using, you can clean it up and do something like this, because it brings people together, brings farmers together. It brings support for our farms and for the organization. So during this this week in August, farmers markets all across the country, Alaska to Florida, celebrating everything that makes farmers markets important. Local food systems, certainly the short supply chains, as I've extolled the value and virtue of what you're going to get when you go to the farm. You get what's grown on the farm. You're not paying for having somebody bring merchandise and produce halfway across the country, and then when you get it, like the Driscoll strawberries and raspberries and blackberries, in two or three days they're all mushy, they got the fuzz on them. You're not going to have that problem at your local farm. And so celebrate, will you? International Farmers Market Week is this next week. Farmers market organizations and farmers markets and farmers who are at the markets all there to help you get what you want. What you want for your family is really good quality food at a good fair price. Check it all out. This week is Farmers Market Week all around the country. The word from Doug on the American Family Farmer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.